Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It is 20 to 11 from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlson with us. How are you, Dave?
I'm very good, thanks, Sean. What a busy weekend it was on the track. ScoMo won the election and a few of us pulled off a miracle of our own with a few winners.
Well, that's the main thing, Dave. Now, I tell you what, talking of winners, we've got a guy going to chat with this morning. Won a few NRL matches in his time. The Canterbury Bulldogs now in the grandstand cheering on another type of doggy. Barry Ward's with you.
Yeah, Barry Ward indeed. Now, Barry's an owner whose brood bitch Solar Pack has been whelping group winners of late. And I mean plenty of group winners. Basically, like they're going out of fashion. Barry, good morning. Solar Pack's progeny is absolutely flying with their latest racing litter by Collision taking all before it. For you, it must feel like winning an NRL premiership.
Morning, Dave. Yeah, mate, certainly a great story and a great ride. It's fantastic for all the owners involved. And yeah, mate, really happy for him, mate. Really proud of what she's produced so far.
Yeah, Solar Pack is the dam of the Group 3 new sensation winner Feral Frankie, which is the favourite for next Friday night's Richmond Riches final, as well as the Group 3 Bob Payne champ Good Odds Arada and Good Odds Megan and Good Odds Buddy, both of which absolutely brained them in the Wagga Cup heats last Friday night. Now, it's just amazing, Baz, the strike rate that her progeny has.
Yeah, mate, the most impressive thing, I suppose, about her is she throws quality pups and, you know, all the litters, you know, they're very even. So, you know, it's not just one fast one, and, but she's certainly throws some talented ones across the whole litters, mate. That's probably the most impressive thing about her. So, but we're proud of everything she's doing. But, yeah, it's hard to keep up, but it's obviously enjoyable to keep up as well, you know, what they're doing and how they're going.
Barry, rugby league and greyhound racing, well, they've always been great mates. Mike Cleary way back when, and others used to line up in celebrity sprints at Wentworth Park. Terry Hill has owned and still owns greyhounds. Nads was the footy show dog. Joss Stewart loves them. Tony Mestrov, the former Manly and South Sydney forward, is the CEO of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How did you get involved in our great sport?
Mate, I got an opportunity. A bloke I knew owned a dog called Adris Echo, who I think won the Dapto puppy auction. And he took her to Bombastic Shiraz, and I was working with him at the time, and he offered me a pup. So me and a good mate of mine, Mark Walden, who we do everything together in greyhound racing, we bought him and actually Bustling Shiraz, and he won at Wenny. He won a fair bit of money for us and sort of got us on a roll. And and that was probably 8-10 years ago, and we've been in it ever since, mate. You know, lucky enough to get in that Tiffy line now, and as they say, the rest is history, you know, so it's fantastic.
Yeah, Barry, as some of your early winners were from Tiffy, by Where's Pedro. I'm talking about Glamour Pack and a greyhound by the name of Stiff Arm. And I do remember some Sky Racing presenter, I can't remember his name, a few years back, saying that Stiff Arm might have been named after your tackling style.
I went to judiciary a few times, but you know, I got off. Thank God for that. I was exonerated, mate. So it wasn't. You know, they got the wrong bloke.
That's right. Not guilty. Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah, that might be the next dog called Not Guilty.
Barry, Solar Pack, your current star brood bitch, is also from Tiffy by Magambo, and she won 8 races, was placed 8 times from 29 starts, and it was her litter to Fernando Bale, which really put her on the map in the breeding stakes. I mean, tell us about some of the winners that came from that litter.
Oh, mate, yeah. So, you know, Little Digger, obviously he's won over 130,000 now. He's been really, really good. Great strike rate. We've got Dino Dioro, good little bitch who went around. Manila Campion was one of them as well. Another one, Latitude Zero. We had Frankie Pack and Phoenix Pack. So, mate, from that litter, and also a good one that went to Robbie Britton to Gaddy down there at Stayer. So, mate, it was fantastic. Like, they threw 7 out of the 10 she had, and she threw 7 city winners on that, and they ran in group 2s and group 3s. And so that was the first one, which was fantastic. We took a choice. You know, we're one of the early ones to get a Fernando Bale straw. You know, they were only giving them out if the pups, the bitches were on heat. So we got one of them very early on. And then made it really well. And that's sort of where it took off from there. So, you know, you need luck in racing, but the click happened, and it was really good, you know. And she produced a good litter.
I believe Solar Pack was served by Bella Infrared not that long ago, Barry.
Mate, she was, yeah, but unfortunately, mate, the sad news was she didn't fall pregnant, so we missed. So, which was, a bit upsetting, but, mate, you know, I've got a straw through Jeff Collins, and we've been on the phone together, mate. We've had some discussions around what we can do and how we do things for the next one, but she's pretty regular, mate. And, she's still allowed to breed again, and she'll be coming on next January, so we'll have a look and go back to the drawing board and see what we use, but we just wanted that real, you know, the American outcross. So, mate, things happen in racing, and maybe, as we say, some things happen for a reason, but very unfortunate, mate, sad. But anyway, there's another opportunity down the track. So, but we'll be crossing our fingers to see if she can come on next.
Barry, Solar Pack's latest stars are part of the New South Wales squad for next month's Greyhound State of Origin series in Brisbane. Just thinking back, did you play State of Origin?
No, didn't play State of Origin, mate. Played City, but mate, I let me tell you, I made a lot of State of Origin players look better. I certainly made a lot of people look good, so they can thank me for making their representative careers, mate.
Put them through some gaps.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let them go through some gaps. Don't worry about that.
I just remember you on the field. One of my standout memories is some of those big forward passes you threw against Saints at Cogra.
Mate, we never got beat at Cogra. It was always good going there, mate. It was quite easy to win at Cogra. But you'd be hurting this morning, let me tell you.
Oh, Saints of New South Wales touch footy champions this weekend. They killed it at Mudgee. But my Bulldogs fans have been texting me all night, as a matter of fact. I've got a lot of Bulldogs fans, and they're hammering me. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Maybe 2020 for Saints. But, Baz, apart from your love of greyhounds, you really live and breathe rugby league, from your former board duties with the Bulldogs to your current grassroots connections to the Milperra Colts. So life's pretty good.
Yeah, mate, great. You know, I love working at the Bulldogs. I've been blessed to play there and then obviously work within the club, you know. You know, it's fantastic. You know, I am blessed, you know. And also now, mate, for being a local junior in the area, you know, I like to give back to the grassroots and put in and just using my sort of skills of what I learned at the NRL club to put it into the grassroots of Milperra Colts, mate. Just love to see all the kids run around and have a good time and put some systems and structures in place to help everyone. And it's hard these days, mate. You know, you need sponsors, you need volunteers. It's a massive job, mate, you know. But it's good, you know. It's fantastic. And also ties into the greyhound, which I love the greyhounds as well, you know. So it's really good, mate. So it relaxes me away from the daily grind of the NRL and just, you know, freshens me up. So it's good.
Good on you, Barry. Well, look, all the best in the future. I look forward to catching up with you soon as well, too. And thank you so much for being our special guest this morning on Going Greyhounds.
No worries, buddy. And hopefully all the dogs can bring us some success this weekend, mate. So.
Yep. You betcha. Thank you for that, Barry. There's Barry Ward. Barry the Bulldog there, Sean.
Now, big weekend of greyhound racing. Cups being decided, the whole lot.
Oh, you bet, Coz. It was very busy. Friday afternoon, the heats of the Beef Week Cup at Casino were decided in northern New South Wales with modified trunk for Warren Kempshall, setting the time standard with 27-72. Trade Bit, the evergreen Cosmic Bonus, and Coringa Molly filled out the first four and are through to this Friday's final, while Axel Whelan for Brendan and Sally Whelan won the second heat in 27-88 from Kingsbury Biddy, Budcombe Bear, and Good to Know. At Richmond on Friday night, Feral Frankie for Ray Smith set the time standard, pardon me, in the Richmond Riches semi-finals, downing Knighthood in a time of 30-50 with Mickey McCaw and Fernando Porsche third and fourth respectively. In the other semi, My Bros Ethics for David Smith clocked 30-95, defeating Freaky Frankie, Run Juju Run, and Let It Happen. The box draw for this Friday night's Richmond Riches final, $40,000 to the winner is My Bros Ethics 1, Mickey McCaw 2, Feral Frankie 3, Let It Happen 4, Knighthood 5, Freaky Frankie 6, Run Juju Run 7, Fernando Porsche 8. The reserves Miss Ibrox and Inversion. At Wagga, trainer Frank Hurst was the star. From Sydney, he travelled down. Good Odds Megan went within a whisker of the track record in Heat 2 of the Wagga Cup, running a supersonic 30-10, beating Corborn Marty for Jody Lord, while Good Odds Buddy won Heat 3 in 30-14 from another Jody Lord dog, Winlock Huddy. Heat 1 of the Cup went to Corleone King for Gary Kimber in 30-32 from yet another Jody Lord chaser, Corborn Maddox. Corleone King turns 5 this Wednesday. Heats of the Dubbo Cup were run last night with trainer Peter Casey notching a winning double, taking out both heats with litter mates Jimmy Casey and Charlie Casey in 29 and 53 and 29 and 63 respectively. The Muswellbrook Cup final went to Fran Sennett for Kevin Brennan in 25 and 70, while at Broken Hill the cup went to Kenny or Iceni Crusader, I should say, for Tegan Gray in 22.08. Sean?
Now you're going to win it today, Dave.
Yeah, sure. We've got three meetings in New South Wales. Bathurst from 4.07 this afternoon. The best bet is in race 2, number 3, Runaway Pastizzi. Race 2, number 3. The value is race 7, number 3, Alabama. Race 7, number 3. Nowra commences at 6.01 tonight. The best bet is in race 7, number 8, Cowboy Kev. Race 7, number 8. The best value, race 5, number 3, Flying Ella. Race 5, number 3. And Grafton is the other New South Wales night meeting beginning at 6.17. Best bet, race 5, the Flying Glorious Izmir out of box 7. Race 5, number 7. The best value, race 9, number 8, the consistent Lindley's Flash. Race 9, number 8. And all the info you need on Greyhounds and Racing New South Wales, cause thedogs.com.au.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it, cause.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Carlton, it's 9 to 11 Sky Sports Radio.